Let's testify that we believe. Lord,
I believe.
Lord, this morning, that we believe that all things are possible. You said all things are possible to them that believe, Lord. Lord Jesus, we believe, Lord Master. Help thou our unbelief, Lord. Help us this morning. Have mercy on us, O God. Lord Jesus, we have reported for duty. No man can help each other, Lord. It has to take you to help man. Lord, the Bible says, I lift up my eyes unto the hills, from where my help cometh. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, Lord. Lord Jesus, we are depending on you, Lord. We want you to help us, Lord Jesus. Help the preacher, Lord Jesus. You are the only one that is the true preacher, Lord. If any man had to say anything that is worth saying, it will take you to help him, Lord. Lord Jesus, and if we believe, Lord, it will take you to help us to believe rightly. Lord, may you help every one of us this morning. Come on the scene, righteous eternal Father.
Amen.
Have your way in our lives, O
Amen.
Living God.
Amen.
We are looking unto thee to do special things in our midst, Lord.
Amen.
To do special things in our lives, O
Amen.
Living God.
Amen.
Lord, may you help us this morning.
Amen.
Lord, we cannot thank you, Master, Lord Jesus, enough for what you have been doing for us since the special meeting started, Lord. Lord, you have done great and mighty things, Lord. You have anointed your servants. You have inspired them, Lord. You have spoken through your servants. You have blessed our souls, Lord. You have healed our sicknesses. Lord, you have done wondrous things. Master, rapturing faith you have given unto us, Lord, by the special meeting, Lord. We cannot thank you enough for yesterday, too, what you did for us, Master. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord Jesus, we are looking unto thee for more of your blessing this morning. Heavenly Father, may you help us, Lord. Lord, I'm not sufficient. I'm not qualified. I'm not, Master, worthy to stand before your people. I can't even meet their needs, Lord. It will take you to do all this, O living God. Lord, may you be gracious unto us, Master.
Amen.
Do something special for us, Lord. Heal
Amen.
The sick and the afflicted.
Amen.
Take the saints of God to higher
Amen.
Heights. Master, save sinners, O God.
Amen.
Restore the bastard to the punishment
Amen.
Of the saints of the Almighty God.
Amen.
May you fill with the Holy Ghost and refill with the Holy
Amen.
Ghost, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Help us, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Thank you for granting this request,
Amen.
Lord. Lord, remember your servants. Lord, may you help them, Master.
Amen.
Our pastor, Brother Sam, Brother Dewumi, and the rest of your servants in these, Master, Easter meetings. May you help everyone, O living God. Lord, may you anoint them, inspire them, and use them to be a channel of blessing to your people. Help them to, Master, declare your counsel unto your people and to speak as oracles of the Almighty God, Master. Bless their meetings with your divine presence, O living God. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Lord Jesus, at the end of this meeting, this afternoon, Jehovah, may we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Have mercy on us, Father. Thank you for granting all this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed.
Amen.
God bless you. You are welcome to the service once again this morning. This Easter meeting. May the riches of God's blessing be our portion. We thank God for yesterday, what God did in the midst of His people. We thank God for the anointing and inspiration He gave to His servants. We are looking to God for more of His blessing this morning, so this afternoon. Please kindly have your seat a little while we sing this song before we read the scripture. 147. The great I am. Thank you for coming to church. That's why the fact that we have series of places that occupy the people. We still have some people to come to church. God bless you for coming. I am the good Moses in the burning bush of fire. I am the God of Abraham, the brighter morning star. I am the rose of Sharon from the beginning when Saki. I am the whole creation, and Jesus is my name. What would you say I am, and when do you say like it? Do you know the Father, and can you tell His name? In Jesus dwell the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see? I am was before, boy Brian, he rejoiced to see my day. When Jesus called this precious one, they stood him right away. Why do you stop me, Jesus said, in a lonely sick man? Because you say you are the great I am, we believe you are your servant. Hallelujah, oh. The Father, and can you tell His name? In Jesus dwell the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see? Jesus is the great I am, and the Lord of lords is He. It was on the day of Pentecost, oh, how the body formed. Jesus is the great I am, and the Lord of lords He is. Praise ye the Lord. Who is greater than the Lord Jesus? Who is like unto thee, O God? Who can be like you unto thee? Among the gods, who is like thee? Oh, praise ye the Lord. Are you happy this morning? Oh, wonderful. There is none like our God. None can be compared unto him. None can be like unto him. He is the great Ahem, the holy God, the Holy One of Israel. Praise ye the Lord. We are still going to talk about him this morning. Who shall we talk about? Other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it is his blood that gathered us. It is the blood that he shed for us on the cross and Calvary that saved us. It is not our righteousness, but his own righteousness. Praise the Lord. Oh, wonderful. It's wonderful to be a Christian. Knowing that it is not you, but it is God that has paid your price. Mercy from the beginning to the end. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can we stand on our feet, please? There is no need for us to be sad. There is no need for us to not to be happy in a time like this. That should remind us of what he did for us on the cross at
Calvary.
If you have been a sinner, if you are once delivered from sin,
so
you appreciate the Lord Jesus.
Oh, Mariri Oluwa, Jesu Oluwa.
Praise the Lord.
Eni Oluwa.
Let's take our Bible this morning and open to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16. Deuteronomy 16, we read verses 1 to 3. We also read let's just read Deuteronomy first. Deuteronomy 16, 1 to 3.
Deuteronomy, Orikerin, Dilogun, Esekini, Deketa.
Observe the month of Habib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herds in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction, for thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. We read also Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 18. Verse 10.
Iwo ma kiyesi osu Abibu ki o si ma pa ajo ire koja mo si Oluwa Olorun re nitori pe ni osu Abibu ni Oluwa Olorun re mu o lati ile Egypt jade wa ni oru nitori na ki iwo ki o ma pa eran ire koja si Oluwa Olorun re ninu agbo eran ati ninu owo eran ni ibi ti Oluwa yo yan lati fi oruko re si. Iwo ko gbodo je akara wiwu pelu re. Ijo meje ni iwo o fi je akara alaiwu pelu re. Ani onje iponju nitori pe iwo ti ile Egypt jade wa ni kanju. Ki iwo ki o le ma ranti ojo ti iwo ti ile Egypt jade wa ni ojo aye re gbogbo.
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10.
Iwe owe ori kejidilogun ese kewa.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe.
Oruko Oluwa ile iso agbara ni olododo sawo inu re o si la.
Isaiah chapter 32 verse 1 and 2.
Iwe Isaiah orikeji le logbon ese kini de ikeji.
Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in the dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
Kiyesi, oba kan yo je ni ododo, awon olori olori yo fi idajo, awon olori yo fi idajo se akoso. Oju awon eni ti o riran ki yo se bye bye, ati eti awon ti o gbo yo te sile.
May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word.
Ije ki Jesu Oluwa ko fi ibukun si gbigbo ati kika oro re ti o pe ejo je ka joko.
This morning, by the grace of God,
we
want to look at this sermon by Abraham preach.
He preached it in
6502-20. God's chosen place of worship. And we will also look at... part of what he said in letting off the pressure that he preached in
6205-13.
So, and the theme of our message this morning, I want it to reflect in the title and the theme. The theme of our sermon this morning is the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and is safe. That is where all of us should run to. There is no other safe place other than in the Lord.
Yato si ninu Oluwa.
Every other place,
gbogbo ibi yoku,
is not safe.
Ko si abo nibe.
Before I continue,
kin to tesiwaju,
you have heard about the war in Iran.
E ti gbo nipa ogun to sele ni ilu ni orilede Iran.
With America and Israel.
Pelu America, papa America ti Israeli to ndoju ko Iran.
Iran was smart people. They build their bunkers.
The
atomic nuclear weapons. This latest weapon they are using now. Drone. They put their drones. They put it under the rock. Underground rock. The idea was that nobody would be able to blast that rock. America will never, nobody, no weapon in the world will be able to get to where they kept all these things.
America,
They were sure of themselves. They fired thousands of weapons under this underground rock. But God is the smartest of us
smart.
America studied them for many years.
America won farabale lati so won fun opolopo odun.
They went and built a bunker. Atomic bomb. That can penetrate through the rock. And it will not detonate while penetrating the rock. It will penetrate the rock. After it has penetrated into the rock, it is when it will blast. And that is how they destroy all their weapons. So nowhere is safe. Even, permit me to say this also. Johnny, because I follow this war. My family knew that I follow this war. At a time in Beth Shemesh.
In Israel.
The people of Israel, they know that Iran will blast them. They run under the bunker.
Àwọn ọmọ Israeli wọ́n mọ̀ wípé Iran o yóò fi ra ọdọ olóró sí wọn láti pàpá wọn run àwọn náà wá lọ sí ibi ààbò kan fúnra wọn.
But the atomic bomb of Iran.
Ṣùgbọ́n ohun ìjà olóró ti Iran.
Broke through the bunkers.
Ó wọnú ibi tí wọ́n ṣe lágbo lọ́jọ́ fúnra
wọn. But it was only God that did not allow a serious casualty to happen to them.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run nìkan ni ò jẹ́ kí ohun tí ó burú jù kó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí wọn.
So nowhere is safe.
Kò sí ibi tí ààbò wà.
The only safe place.
Ibi ààbò kan ṣoṣo.
Is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Òun ni Jésù Kristì Olúwa.
Praise be the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa. Òun ni ààbò tó dájú.
Let's follow this sermon.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká tẹ̀lé ìwàásù yìí.
It's wonderful.
Ó jẹ́ ìyanu.
God's chosen place of worship.
Ibi ìsìn tí Ọlọ́run yàn.
This many of us know where is the chosen place of worship.
Gbogbo
wa la mọ ibi ìsìn tí
Olúwa yàn.
So but let's follow the prophet as he brought the sermon to us.
Ní sísẹ̀ntẹ̀lé bí ó ṣe mú ìwàásù yìí wá fún wa.
Paragraph 15.
Àpapọ̀ gbólóhùn.
No. Sorry. Paragraph 15.
Apapọ̀ gbólóhùn kẹ̀dógún.
Or let's start from. All right. Paragraph 15. Let's start from paragraph.
Apapọ̀ gbólóhùn kẹ̀dógún.
Now we find here that in Deuteronomy here, at the beginning, Moses recites back the scripture, the things that he had told them. How he had brought them out of a great strong arm out of Egypt and have first established them.
Wayi o ari nibi yi ni Deuteronomy ni ibere nigbati Mose ti o soro nipa awon iwe mimo bi awon kan ti Oluwa awon kan ti o ti so fun won bi o se bu won jade pelu owo lile kuro ninu ewu ti ile Egypt bi o si se fi di won mule ni akoko.
They were called the people of God.
A pe won ni awon eniyan Olorun.
Until they came out of Egypt.
Titi ti won fi jade wa ni orilede Egypt.
And then they were called the church of God.
Eni ni a wa pe won ni ijo Olorun.
Because a church is a congregation, or really the church means called out once.
Nitori pe ijo tumo si ako japapo tabi en ti a le pe ni awon ti a ti pe jade.
Those who have been called out.
Awon ti a ti pe jade.
And they came out of Egypt, the world.
Won ti jade kuro ninu Egypt I don se aye.
In order to be the church.
Ki won le ba je ijo.
Everyone on the church of the living God.
Gbogbo eniyan ninu ijo Olorun alaye.
They had one time or the other when God called them out of the world.
Ni akoko kan tabi ekeji nigba ti Olorun ko won jade kuro ninu
aye. They had a time.
Won ni akoko kan.
That God called them out of the world.
Ti Olorun pe won jade kuro ninu aye.
That is why they are the called out ones.
Idi ni ti won fi je awon eni ta pe jade.
And call out ones from here, call out ones from there, makes the church of the living God.
Lati ohun ni o wa kura jopo ti o di ijo Olorun alaye.
Praise ye the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
All that we are going to say today.
Ohun gbogbo ti a so ni oni.
They have been said yesterday, most of them.
A ti so nipa won lana e mogbagbe.
But there is power in repetition.
Ṣugbọn agbara wa ninu atunso, atunyewo.
Now God told them.
Nisisi Olorun so fun won.
Before they established the temple.
Ki o to di wipe won fi di temple kale.
And whatever they did.
Ati ohun gbogbo ti won se.
God said.
Olorun wipe.
I will choose the place of my home worship.
Emi yoo yan ibi isin ibi te ti ma sin ni fun ara mi.
And I will put my name in it.
Amen. Emi yoo si fi oruko mi sinu re.
Don't forget, God is the one that said he's going to choose.
Olorun funra re lo ni pe ohun yo yan.
Where every worshipper will come to worship him.
Nibi ti gbogbo olusin ti won ti ma sin.
And he said he will put his name there.
O si lo won fi oruko ohun sinu be.
Those are the two things.
Awon kan meji to so leleyi o.
He will choose the place.
Yo yan ibe ibi sin.
He will put his name there.
Yo tu wa fi oruko re sinu re.
Any other choosing.
Gbogbo iyan yoku.
That is not God's choosing.
Ti ko se iyan Olorun.
It's a vain worship.
O kan je isin asan.
Praise ye the Lord.
Eni Oluwa.
Any other place people worship,
that
God's word is not in
it,
and God do not put his name
there,
it is a vain worship. Praise ye the Lord.
Alright,
let's continue.
Alright.
Where do we stop? He chose his place. He chose his place. And where he chose his place, he put his name. The second verse, he attests us that in
Deuteronomy.
He will put his name in a place that he had chosen for the people to worship in. Now the thing of it is, we want to find that place. Or where that place is. Now, with 900 and something different ideas, being that we are bypassing all hidden religion, and just speaking of Christianity religion, which I have a feeling for the heathens, or I certainly wouldn't be going over there and talking to them. But they are wrong. Christianity is the only religion that is true. And I'm saying that not exactly because I'm a Christian. Because I believe that to be the truth.
It's
the only religion that is right. I've been in the grave where the white horse is changed every 4 hours. Where Mohammed, a great prince and a leader, right after Christ, was supposed to be a prophet. I don't doubt. But what he was, right after the Maccabees brother, but he died. He claimed that he will rise again and will conquer the whole world. Now, about every 4 hours, they change guards. And they keep a white horse in his grave. They have for 2,000 years.
What is he saying? For 1,000 years.
Expecting him to rise again and conquer the whole world. Buddha likewise.
Buddha na.
Which leave? I want to be cutting it short a little. 2,300 years ago. The God of Japan. And so he was a philosopher. Something like Confucius. No. Confucius, another leader.
Okay. Olori miran ni je Confucius.
And so forth. So, but all these founder, so forth, all of them died in their philosophy and are buried in the grave, and they are there till today. Praise the Lord. But Christianity, which is established by Jesus Christ, there is an empty tomb today. They still kept it for tourism. I think yes. They still kept the place. They still kept the place for tourism. They built it, they reserved it for tourism. It's just there for tourism. The person that was buried there is no more there. Praise the Lord. And we are grateful to God. That is the reason that our Lord Jesus Christ is still alive till today. Children, do you believe that? The Bible says he seated at the right hand of the majesty on high. What is his duty there? He is interceding for you and I.
He
is interceding for our heroes. He is interceding for our mistakes. You don't believe that? He is interceding for us right now.
Praise
ye the Lord. So our Lord is still working because he's still alive.
He
is still interested in all his children coming in.
Yeah.
That is why he's still interceding for his children. Brother Bram taught us, the Bible says that blood shall not lose its power until the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. And Brother Bram said, Jesus Christ will not come in the rapture until the last member of that bride,
yes,
the last member of the bride,
he
said, and is filled with the Holy Ghost. That is when he will leave that place. Because by that time, there is no other person to intercede for anymore. Praise the Lord. When there is nobody to intercede for anymore, then it is time for him to come to the heart, to come and redeem his own. Oh, do we say redeem or to rapture his own rather? Praise ye the Lord. So the Lord is interested in you, brothers. The Lord is interested in you, sisters. May God help us. We are coming.
All
right. Brabham said, and we know he lives. Okay, let me start. But Christianity, which is established by Jesus Christ,
yes.
There is an empty tomb. He was the only man that ever stood on earth and lived and said, I have power to lay my life down and raise it up again. No other man said that. Praise the Lord. He laid his life down for who? For you and for me. So that he can redeem us. May God help us.
All
right. And he did. He laid his life down. And he lives today. And we know he lives because he is with us and proves himself by physical signs and wonders that he promised that he will do to show it. In so much as a pillar of fire that led the children of Israel through the wilderness is with us today. Even having his picture taken, performing the signs and wonders that he promised he to do in this day. Seeing all the words that he promised being made manifest this day, therefore, the rest of the hidden world are out. It is Christianity.
Yes, Christianity.
Now, there are 900 and something questions about where God meets people.
In
other words, there are thousands of denominations.
In tó túmọ̀ sí ni wípé o, ẹgbẹ̀rún àwọn ìjọ aládàámọ̀.
Claiming that they are right.
Tí wọ́n sọ wípé àwọn wà lójú àwọn tó.
That it is in their church that God meets his people.
Nínú ìjọ àwọn Ọlọ́run tí ń bá àwọn èèyàn rẹ̀ pàdé.
All right.
Ó dára.
Baron said, he meets with the Methodist. He meets with the Baptist. And he meets in this and that and the other. Now there is a question there. And so everyone has to seek out his own salvation with fear and trembling.
Fún ìdí èyí, oníkúlùkù olóríjorí yóò gbọ́dọ̀ wá ìgbàlá rẹ̀ jáde pẹ̀lú ìbẹ̀rù àti ìwárìrì.
But today,
ṣùgbọ́n ní òní,
I want to try to find,
mo fẹ́ gbìyànjú láti rí,
and prove in the scripture,
kí n sì fìdí rẹ̀ múlẹ̀ nínú
ìwé mímọ́, where the correct place is,
níbi tí ibi ìsìn òdodo òní tí ó wà,
where God meets,
níbi tí Ọlọ́run tó ti ń bá,
and worship with the people. And if that is it, that is the only place he will ever meet anyone. Praise
ye
the Lord. Now, Brother Abraham said, in this book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy means two laws.
Deuteronomy túmọ̀ sí òfin méjì.
And the law of life.
Òfin ìyè.
There is, God has the law of life, and he has the law of death. If you obey him, we will live. If you disobey him, we die. And Brother Abraham said, these two laws of death and life were represented publicly to the people. To the people, by what God displayed in Mount Sinai, there God brought the law of sin and death. And on Calvary, was where God brought to human race the law of life. We had it yesterday. Because the law cannot save any man. The law just showed man that he is a sinner. Baba said the law is the policeman that put us in the prison. And it has no means for us to come out. But praise ye the Lord. God himself came down on Calvary to introduce to us the law of life. Praise ye the Lord. But I wonder how does the law that God gave gender unto death? Let's see what Apostle Paul says. Romans chapter 7. Let's Romans chapter 7. Not to waste our time, I will just go to the key thing that Apostle Paul said here that we needed to look at, and we look at what Abraham said along that line.
Alright,
Romans chapter 7, let's read a little so that we get what the apostle said is what Abraham is bringing out here.
Okay.
Let's start from verse 19. Romans 7 verse 9. For I was alive without the law once. Yeah, continue please. But when the commandment came, sin revived. And I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me.
Nitori ese ti ipa ofin ri aye o tan mi je o si ti pa o si ti ipa re lu mi pa.
Wherefore the Lord is holy.
Beni mimo ni ofin.
And the commandment holy.
Mimo ti ni ase.
And just and good.
Ati ododo.
Are we following?
Ije an tele bi.
Are we following?
Se tele bi.
The law is holy.
Ofin je o je mimo.
The law, the commandment is just.
Mimo ni ase.
The commandment is holy. And just and good. What then? That which is good made death unto me.
Okay,
was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin that in my appearing worketh death in me by that which is good.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹsẹ̀ kí ó lè farahàn bí ẹsẹ̀ ó ti pa ohun tí ó dára ṣiṣẹ́ ikú nínú mi.
That sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful.
Kí ẹsẹ̀ lè ti ipa òfin di búburú ré kọjá.
Now listen, this is the main thing that the apostle is saying.
Ibi kan to se koko ju ti ara ti apostle ni soro nipa re o.
For we know that the law is spiritual.
Nitori awa mo pe ohun emi ni ofin.
But I am carnal.
Sugbon eni ti ara ni emi.
And sold unto sin.
Ti a ti ta sabe ofin.
Now what does that imply in the life of Apostle Paul?
Ki wa ni eyi tumo si ninu aye Apostle Paul?
For that which I do, I allow not.
Nitori ohun ti emi se emi ko mo.
For what I would, that I do not.
Nitori ki se ohun ti mo fe ni emi se.
But what I hate, that do I.
Ṣugbọn ohun ti mo korira ni emi se.
If then I do that which I would not.
Ṣugbọn bi o ba se pe ohun ti emi ko fe, eyi ni emi se.
I consent unto the law.
Mo gba pe ofin dara.
That it is good.
Pe o dara.
But then it is no more high that do it.
In Genesis, he can say me ni o se mo.
But sin that dwelleth in me.
Because he said, ti o gbe inu mi.
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh.
Nitori emi mo pe ko si ohun rere kan ti gbe inu mi.
Dwelleth no good thing.
Eyi ni ninu ara mi.
For to will is present, to will to do what is good is present with me.
Nitori ife ohun ti o dara nbe fun mi.
But how to perform that which is good, I found not.
Ṣugbọn ona ati se yi emi ko ri.
For the good that I would, I do not.
Nitori ire ti emi fe, emi ko se.
But the evil which I would not, that I do.
Ṣugbọn buburu ti emi ko fe, eyi ni emi nse.
Now if I do that I will not.
Ṣugbọn bi o ba se pe ohun ti emi ko fe, eyi ni emi nse.
It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
Emi ki se mo bi ko si ese ti n gbe inu mi.
I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me.
Nje mo ri ni ti ofin pe bi emi ti nfe lati ma se rere buburu a ma wa lodo mi.
For I delight in the law of God.
Inu mi sadun si ofin Olorun.
After the inward man.
Nipa eni ti inu.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members.
Ṣugbọn mo ri ofin miran ninu awon eya ara mi ti n ba ofin inu mi jagun ti o si n dibi ni igbekun wa fun ofin ese ti o nbe ninu awon eya ara mi.
Oh wretched man that I am,
emi eni o si,
who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Tani yo agba mi lowo ara iku yi.
And we thank God. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Mo dupe lowo Olorun nipase Jesu Kristi Oluwa wa.
So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God.
Nje nitori na emi tikara mi fi inu josin fun ofin Olorun.
But with the flesh, the law of sin.
Ṣugbọn bo nfi ara josin fun ofin ese.
Chapter 8 verse 1 to 4.
Ori kejo ese kini de kerin.
Therefore there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit.
Nje ebi ko si nisisiyi fun awon ti o wa ninu Christ Jesus, awon ti ko rin nipa ti ara bi ko se nipa ti emi.
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death.
Nitori ofin emi ye ninu Christ Jesus ti so mi di ominira lowo ofin ese.
For what the law could not do,
nitori ohun ti ofin ko le se,
in that it was weak through the flesh.
Bi o ti je alailera nitori ara,
it was weak through the flesh.
Ti alailera nitori ara,
through the God sending his own son,
Olorun ran mo ohun ti kara re,
in the likeness of sinful flesh,
ni aworan ara ese,
and for sin,
ati bi ebo,
condemn sin in the flesh,
o si da ese lebi ninu ara,
that the righteousness of the law,
ki a le mu ododo ofin,
righteousness of the law, the righteousness that is in the law, the righteousness that God intends that the law to bring in our lives,
ododo ti Olorun pero fun lati mu ododo jade ninu wa,
which our flesh cannot do, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walked after the flesh but
after.
Let's go to letting off the pressure that he preached, that he preached in 60, I think that is 6205-13E. That is why I'm bringing this sermon letter. Let off pressure.
71.
Right, are you there? Okay. And there are two classes of people today. Men want to
be,
but I do them, that really don't want to do these things they are doing. There are men and women in the world today that don't want to sin. I feel sorry for them. They don't want to do anything wrong, but they do it. They have proven, they are drove to it. Now there is a place for that person that wants to do right. There is a place to let off that pressure. It is true. But there is some that don't care. That is the true group of people on earth today. Some don't want to do what is right. But the nature of this sin that is not converted, though they know by understanding, they know by letter that they should not do what is wrong, but the nature of the flesh that is not converted cannot help it. May God help us. Young man, it is true, you know that you should not commit adultery. Young woman, It is true, you know that it's wrong for you to commit adultery. But oh young man, because of the nature of sin that is still in you, when those guests, Uncle Victor, now they do, when they shake their body, Uncle Victor, say you will not take them. No, by the time she shakes her body, you are no more yourself. You are no more yourself. She has captured you. You know you should not commit fornication. But that nature is not converted yet. You want to prove that you are a man now, you are a guy. At the end of the day, after you have done the evil, when you come back to yourself, you know you should not tell us. But when situation comes, because you want to prove that, I'm a smart man now, you tell us to make your way out. You see, the problem with us, bear with me. The problem with us is that we want to prove who we are. But we have forgotten that it is better and righteous to prove to people that Jesus Christ is in us. To prove Christ to the people. Instead of proving yourself to the people. When somebody talk rough to you, I will let him know that he's not supposed to talk to me like that. I will prove to him that I'm not a fool. When you are proving you are not a fool, you are truly proving you are not a fool, but you are a fool to Christ. Abi, no, you are a fool to reward. It is better to prove that you are a fool for Christ than for you to prove that you are somebody. You see, the ego that we have, and it's a nature, is what is disturbing us. Is what is troubling us. We know we should not do these things, but before you know, you have done it. Then you come back to yourself. Have mercy on me. But I have good news for you this morning. I have what? Good news for you this morning. Praise you the Lord. Let's continue. That's
all.
Paragraph 72. The other day, let's go to 82 in the summer. Now, if you want to do right, I'm so glad this morning to tell you that there is a city of refuge. That is what? Jesus Christ. If you don't want to do wrong, the enemy is after you, then there is a well of escape. And that escape is Jesus Christ. There is a place where you can come and let off the steam. But if you love to sin, and you don't want God, then the enemy is going to overtake you somewhere. You can't find Christ. You can't come to Christ.
Oh, the words of the Christi.
Because you don't want to.
Nítorí pé ò fẹ́ wá síbẹ̀.
And when this man come to Christ,
nígbà tí ọkùnrin bá sì wá sọ́dọ̀ Christi,
this place of refuge,
ibi ààbò yìí,
when a man comes in,
tí ọkùnrin kan bá wọ
lúbẹ̀, in the Old Testament,
nínú Bájẹ̀mú láíláí,
the first thing,
ohun àkọ́kọ́,
he had to come upon his free will,
ó gbọ́dọ̀ wá nínú
his own free will,
ìfẹ́nu tiẹ̀ nínú ẹ̀ ló
gbọ́dọ̀ wá, and that is the way you have to come to Christ.
Bí o sì ṣe gbọ́dọ̀ wá sọ́dọ̀ Christ leléyìí.
Before I continue,
kí n tó tẹ̀síwájú,
let me tell you the story that brother an experience brother Abraham narrated in this sermon.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n sọ nípa ìrírí kan tí arákùnrin Abraham tó sọ̀rọ̀
nípa rẹ̀. Another problem that our young ones have.
Ìṣòro mìíràn tí àwọn ọ̀dọ́ wa tún ní ni pé,
Abraham said in this sermon,
wo lè sọ nínú ìwàásù yìí,
there was a boy, a young man that is called Holy Bishop.
Ọ̀dọ́kùnrin kan wà tí wọ́n ń pè ní Bishop tó mọ́.
Wow, mercy. They call him Holy Bishop.
Bishop mímọ́ ni wọ́n pè.
Because one time he was a Christian, he has a wife and a child. His family go to church and they follow the Lord, they love the Lord, they serve the Lord.
Nítorí pé ní àkókò kan wà tó jẹ́ pé ó fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run, ó bímọ, ó níyàwó. Àwọn ẹbí rẹ̀ wọ́n sì máa ń lọ sí inú ìjọ.
The wife is also a Christian.
Ìyàwó ẹ̀ náà, onígbàgbọ́ lòun náà.
But the time came.
Ṣùgbọ́n àkókò kan dé.
He started moving with the people of the world.
Ó wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní bá àwọn èèyàn ayé, ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní bá wọn rìn.
And because of that,
nítorí èyí,
he let down in his belief.
Ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ̀, ó wá pátì.
It's in the sermon, I'm just narrating it.
Ó wà nínú ìwàásù mo kàn ń sọ.
Letting off the pressure.
Rírẹ gbogbo ipá sílẹ̀.
So a time came.
Àkókò kan wá dé.
That he had two friends.
Ó ní àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ méjì.
And these two friends, he didn't know the business they are in into.
Àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ méjì yìí wọn ò mọ iṣẹ́.
Kò mọ
nǹkan tí wọ́n ń ṣe.
Yeah. He didn't actually know the business they are into.
Ìwọ́wọ́ wọn àtúrúṣẹ́ tí wọ́n ń ṣe kò mọ.
But he goes with them.
Ṣùgbọ́n bá wọn rìn.
As friends.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀rẹ́.
Then a time came.
Àkókò kan wá dé.
That these two friends came to him.
Tí àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ méjì wá tọ̀ wá.
They said, Bishop.
Wọ́n ní Bíṣọ̀bù.
Why don't you, do you mind following us to the store down there?
Ìwọ wa bìkítà láti tẹ̀lé wa lọ sí ibi tá a ti ń ra nǹkan níbi tó nísàlẹ̀ ń bẹ̀ hùn.
Holy Bishop had a car.
Bíṣọ̀bù mímọ́.
Holy Bishop. His name, they call him, it's a title that they gave him. That is Bishop.
Alàjẹ́ tí wọ́n fún ni, Bíṣọ̀bù mímọ́.
They said, won't you mind going with us to the store?
You
want to get something in the store?
Lọ́jọ́ sí bí.
The wife told him that, don't go with this.
Ìyàwó ẹ̀ wá sọ fún wọn wípé àwọn èèyàn yìí mọ̀ tẹ̀lé wọn lọ.
He said, then maybe I should give them my vehicle to go.
Bóyá kí n fún wọn ní ọkọ̀ mi kí wọ́n gbé lọ.
Okay, and he said, they will spoil the vehicle.
Àwọn ọba ọkọ̀ rẹ jẹ́ o.
Just let me take them to the place.
Hmm.
I will not be long. I will come back.
Emi o ni pe emi o emi o.
Just to take them to the place and I come back.
Láti mú wọn lọ síbi tí wọ́n lọ máa sì padà.
And truly, when he took them there.
Ó kúkú kúkú mú wọn lọ síbẹ̀ lóòótọ́.
When they got there, he sat in the vehicle.
Òun jókòó nínú ọkọ̀.
When they got to the store.
Nígbà tí wọ́n wọ.
Like I should go to Mr. Beast. And I say, Mr. Beast, Abi. As you go to food
court,
the man parked outside. The two boys went inside the store. And before you know it, alarm started ringing.
Yes.
That is what happens in America. When there is a problem, alarm will start ringing. So when the alarm started ringing, he was in the vehicle. The two boys ran to the vehicle. And to his surprise, he saw pistols in their hands.
Oh,
he said, you will not get into this vehicle. He said, if you don't allow us to get to this, don't cooperate. We put holes in your body. He was struggling with them until eventually police came. They captured all of them. How will he convince anybody that he's not a thief or he's not an armed robber? Because he brought them. They came in his vehicle. And they wanted to go back to the same vehicle in which they came. And all of them were captured. Mind the people you move with. Young ones, mind the people you move with. Not only odokunrin
o. Omo kekere ati odokunrin iru eyan te nba rin e kiyesi dada.
Mind the people you move with.
Iru eyan te nba rin e kiyesi
o. The Bible says evil communication does what?
Bibeli wi pe egbe buburu o npa iwa rere je.
And the Bible says,
Bibeli
says, don't fear the Lord.
Bayi ni Oluwa wi.
He said, don't be equally yoked with unbelievers.
Ma fi aidogba dapo pelu awon alaigbagbo.
May God help us.
Je ke Olorun ko ran wa lowo.
There is no way.
Ko si ona.
You will move with bad people.
To fi ma ba awon eyan buburu ni.
Without the Holy Ghost.
Lai ni emi, lai se mi mimo.
And you will not be bad.
To ni je ni buburu.
How will you do it?
Bo lo se se.
Without the Holy Ghost.
Lai se mi mimo.
You will move with bad people.
You will be bad.
Without the Holy Ghost,
like,
they will corrupt you into idolatry and fornication. How do you exonerate yourself? May God help us.
Brother
Abraham said, in that sermon, that bishop. God had mercy on him. Maybe because the prayer of his wife. Instead of the two boys, Barbara said they sent them, the two thieves. They sent them to live imprisonment. But himself, I don't want to go into everything that Barbara narrated, everything that happened in the law court. In his own, they just asked him to go for 10 years imprisonment. Brabram said, he had 10 years to let off his pressure. May God help us. Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Separate yourself from them. Okay, let's read that scripture. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion at light with darkness? And what concord at Christ with Belial? What part at he that believeth with an infidel?
Tabi ipinwo ni eni ti o gbagbo ni pelu alaigbagbo?
And what agreement at the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate.
Sayeth who?
It is God that says so.
Olorun ni o so be.
Say the Lord,
ni Oluwa,
and touch not the unclean thing.
Ki e ma si fi owo kan ohun aimo.
And I will receive you.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, say the Lord Almighty. May God help us. So Abraham said, the good news is that there is a place of refuge
ìròyìn ayọ̀ ni wípé ibi ààbò kan wà
we can come to
tí a lè sá wá.
A man that doesn't want to do evil
ọkùnrin náà tí ò fẹ́ ṣe ibi
but he finds himself doing evil
tí ó sì ń bára rẹ̀ nínú ibi ní gbogbo ìgbà
he or she should come to Christ.
Ọkùnrin ni o obìnrin ni o kó mọ tọ̀.
Then Brother Brown said
wòlíì wípé
a type of it in the Old Testament. Don't worry. Anytime the time reach, we will stop. It's a very lengthy sermon. Though choice of worship is not so lengthy. But because of this other sermon I'm bringing into it, and also Brother Brown also preached God's only provided place of worship. We also look into that one too. So it is lengthy.
So,
but we are about time reach. I'm not in our
office.
We will stop. So that a type of that in the Old Testament. Brother Brown said, before anything happens, God made provision for his children. But Abraham said,
Abraham,
in the Old Testament, God made provision for those that did not intend to kill their fellow.
Ọlọ́run pèsè ó se pèsè fún àwọn tó jẹ́ pé kò se pé ó wù wọ́n láti inú wọn wá láti para ara wọn.
But by mistakes,
ṣùgbọ́n nípa àṣìṣe,
by not knowing,
nípa pé wọn ò mọ̀ ó ṣèṣì ni o,
they killed their fellow human
being. Wọ́n pa arákùnrin àbí arábìnrin wọn.
And God made a way for them, made provision for them.
Ọlọ́run wá ṣá ó wá ṣe pèsè fún wọn.
God told Moses,
Ọlọ́run sọ fún Mose,
he said, "If you make six cities of refuge, three on the side of the other of Jordan, and three in
Canaan,
that whosoever by mistake, maybe when he was cutting tree in the wood, the ass fell off from the ass head fell off from the axe and he meet his fellow human being and he killed him. And then the Lord then was a tooth for a tooth and a eye for an eye. A eye for an eye. That is, if you kill my cheeks, I will kill your own. If you kill my brother, I will kill you. That is the law. So, in order for this man to be saved because it was by mistakes,
God said,
God said they should make a city of refuge that this man can run to and he will be safe from the hand of the people that
Avenger.
Thank you. From the hand of the Avengers.
Yo ajeni igbala lowo awon ton gbese eje.
Yes. So when he runs to this place,
to ba ti sa wonu ilu abun.
You know he was running.
O sare ni loto.
If he delays,
ti o ba sare daada,
they will kill him.
Ti ba ba lona won pa ni o.
So he's in desperation.
O gbodo je ninu
he is running. Wait. When he gets to the city of Rebi, he knows he's safe. But that is the law of Jehovah. But if on his on the way, the avenger of blood catch on him, if they kill him, they will not be guilty. But once he is in this city of refuge, they cannot get to him anymore. Praise you, the Lord. That was the type in the Old Testament. And
Brother
Abraham said, a man that is not willing to do evil,
ọkùnrin náà tí ò wú láti ṣe ibi.
But he does evil.
Tó sì ṣe.
He should find a place in the city of refuge.
Ó yẹ kó wá ibi ààbò ní ìlú ààbò.
Which is who?
Tí ó ṣe kí ni? Christ Jesus. Praise ibi ààbò náà ẹ̀yin
wa. And he has to do it willingly by himself.
Ó sì gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe láti inú wá ni wọn gbọ́dọ̀ fagídí mú.
That's he has to be a willful something. I'm coming. Now in this law that God laid down, God said, if this man killed his fellow willfully, even if he gets to the city of refuge, they will drag him out and kill him. Even if he run to the horn of the altar, yeah, they will drag him out and kill him because he did it with him. That is what Brother Abraham said. A man that loves committing sin, there is no way for him. There is only way for he or she. There is only way.
Okay, on a kasoso.
There is only way for he or she.
On a kasoso ni o wa fun ohun okunrin tabi obirin ni o.
That is, that doesn't want to do it.
Ti o fe se bi.
And but he finds himself.
Sugbon to npara re ninu ibi.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
Now when this man runs to this city of refuge.
Nigba ti arakunrin ba wa sa wonu abo.
And he gets there.
To si wo be, to wa nbe.
He should be satisfied.
O gbọdọ ni itelorun.
Staying in this city of refuge.
Ko duro ninu abo ilu abo yi.
It's not that I'm missing my wife and children.
Omo iyawo mi, omo mi.
I want to go to my wife and children.
O fa won mo tin fa mi mo fe lo ba won.
If he ever leaves one day.
To ba jade ku nbe.
And the avenger of blood find him.
Ti awon agbese eje ti won si.
They can kill him.
Won le pa.
And they will not be guilty.
O si ni jebi.
So he should be satisfied staying in this city of refuge. He should be contented staying in this city of refuge. And do you know how long he can stay in the city of refuge? 1 year. 2 years. 3 years. 5 years. No. God said he must not leave that place until the death of the incumbent high priest.
Ko gbodo kuro nibe titi ti olori alufa ti o je olori alufa nigba na ti o fi ku.
That's the law.
In to fi so niye.
If he ever lives before the death of the high priest.
To ba kuro nbe ki olori alufa to wa nbe to wa to olori alufa nigba na ko to ku.
Let it be 20 years.
Ko ba je ogun odun.
And awon to ti deru esinu.
Awon ti won tin le pa re.
If they catch him, they kill him, they are guiltless. Praise the Lord. Oh, we are grateful to God. The death of the incumbent high priest. And we thank the Lord Jesus that we have a high priest today. After the order of who? Melchizedek. Who does not die? And who cannot die? So when we get to this city of refuge, we are saved eternally. Oh, praise the Lord. Our high priest is the Lord Jesus Christ. And his own priesthood. His own priesthood. Is of the order of Melchizedek.
O wa ninu eto ti Melchizedek.
Who cannot die?
Ti o le ku.
So Brother Abraham said.
Woli wi pe.
He said one day.
O ni ojo kan.
I got to this city of refuge.
Mo wo inu ilu abu.
He said I never desire to live there.
Ko ti e wu mi lati kuro nibe. Hallelujah. Amen.
By the grace of God.
Nipa oro fi Oluwa.
Ever since I also found this city of refuge.
Lati igba ti e na ti wo inu ilu abu yi.
Oh, I never wanted to go out.
Ko wu mi lati kuro ninu
ibe. I'm satisfied staying in this city of refuge.
Itelorun ti ko legbe ni
Oluwa. I'm contented staying in this city of refuge.
O te mi lorun lati ma gbe ninu ibe titi lai.
I'm happy in this city of refuge.
Inu mi dun lati ma gbe
Because you know why? I'm entitled. I'm entitled to every promise, to every benefit, to every every allowance, everything that the city of refuge has. Is it healing?
Say it was
they are in the city of refuge.
Oh,
is it hallelujah. Provision?
Say
they are in the city of this city of refuge.
Hallelujah.
Is it protection?
Say
they are in this city of refuge. Talk more. Anything you talk about, they are available in this city of refuge.
Oh,
praise ye the Lord. I have every grace, every right to thank God for this city of refuge. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So young ones, I'm inviting you to come to this city of refuge. You see these old men, our pastor Baba Kabola, Baba, and the rest of them, have you ever seen them regret being in the city of
refuge?
Even though in the time of temptation and trials and hardship, they never wanted to leave that place. Oh, praise ye the Lord. There are a lot of benefits for you to enjoy in this city of refuge. Come taste.
What?
And you see that the Lord is good. The Lord is gracious. It is glorious to be in this city of refuge. Praise be the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm grateful to God that I found this city.
We pay a mitiri luabo yibo siti wanure. Hallelujah.
And there is no one child of God. I tell you, there is no one child of God that is in this city of refuge that ever regretted being there.
To kabama pe ohun wonu re, ko se se o le kabama.
Praise ye the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
So, and the person of the city of refuge is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Eni ti o je ilu abo yi, ohun na ni Jesu Christ Oluwa wa. Hallelujah.
Let's continue our sermon. No problem.
Ko si isoro.
Now, Brother Abraham also said,
Arakunrin Abraham to so pe,
we have seen the two laws.
Ati ri awon ofin meji yi.
The law of sin and death.
Ofin iku ati iye.
That was represented by Mosaic law.
Eyiti a fi lele ninu orioke Sinai.
Orioke Sinai. And the law of life
ati ofi iye
that God manifested and revealed to us on Calvary trees.
Ati ofi iye ti Olorun ti o fi han fun wa ti o ti kan fi han re ni orioke Calvary.
Then Brother Abraham also said,
Arakunrin Abraham to wa so pe,
there are two covenants.
Majemu meji di o wa.
He said,
only
one time God made a covenant with Adam.
Ni akoko Olorun se majemu pelu Adamu.
And the covenant is that
majemu na si ni pe,
if you do this,
ti o ba se yi,
you will die.
Oku.
If you don't do this,
ti o ba se yi,
if you don't do that,
ti o ba si to.
If you do this,
ti o ba se yi,
that is what the covenant is on.
Ohun ti majemu yi to ni se lele yi ori gbedeke lo dale.
And Adam could not keep the covenant.
Adamu ko si le pa ofin yi mu.
Praise the Lord.
Majemu yi ko le pa mo.
And Brother Brown said that covenant,
woli wi pe majemu yi,
is like the law of Mount Sinai.
O da bi ofin ti ori oke Sinai.
Then there is another covenant
majemu kan na tun wa wa
that God gave to Abraham.
Ti Olorun fun Abrahamu.
It's not on the condition of if you do this or that. It is that I have done it. God said, I have saved you.
Olorun wi pe ani mo ti gba ola.
And your seed after you.
Ati awon iru re, iru to n bo leyin re.
Abraham said, iru omo re. It is unconditional covenant.
O je majemu ti ko da lori gbedeke kankan.
Praise the Lord.
Ko si kankan to se
fun. Everyone
gbogbo oniko olori jori
accepted Jesus Christ.
Jesus ti gba Jesus Christ Oluwa.
That is in Christ Jesus.
Jesus ti wa inu Christ Oluwa.
Is under this covenant of Abraham.
Owa ninu Abraham.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa. Hallelujah.
Because it is this covenant God told Abraham. It is to Abraham.
Fun Abraham
and his seed after him.
Ati awon ewu omo re leyin re ni o wa fun.
And the royal seed of Abraham.
Awon ewu omo Abraham.
The royal the major royal seed of Abraham.
Awon ewu omo Abraham to gaju.
Yeah, the royal seed of Abraham is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ohun ni Jesus Christ Oluwa wa.
And once we are in the Lord Jesus
Christ,
it is a settled business.
Praise the
Lord. It is
unconditional
covenant. That is what Abraham said. Being dead in Christ, then we are seed of
Abraham.
Praise the Lord. You know what that means?
So much you too much.
Do you know what that means?
So much you too much.
That means that once a person is in Christ Jesus,
and you too much you pay anyone but you and about why no Christ Jesus.
He can no longer be lost.
Kole dear ni to your son, man.
Praise you the Lord.
And you Oluwa.
He cannot go to hell.
Kole lost on a bad man.
He is saved eternally. Oh, glory be to God. Because Apostle Paul said, we are still coming there, but let me just say it now. He said, grieve not the Holy Ghost of God.
Whereby
you are sealed unto the next revival. Unto when? The day of your redemption. Oh, praise the Lord. Children, are you seeing that it is a glorious thing to be in Christ?
And your mother, we go that's why I know Christ.
Oh, wonderful.
Ah, oje yanu.
Our God is good.
Olorun wa dara.
He has good provision for his beloved children.
Oh.
We are coming.
Ambo, this is entele.
All right.
Eyin Oluwa. O dara.
Now, but Abraham said, we had it yesterday. Don't forget that God said, He is the one that we choose this place of refuge.
And also,
choose this place of worship. It's not what somebody else chooses. And he will put his name there. Those are the two things. Now, but Abraham said, from the Garden of Eden, the way God saves man has not changed from till now. Because God is unchanging. If God ever saved a man 2,000 years ago, and if another man today will come on the same basis, God is duty bound to save that man. Praise the Lord. If God healed a man 2,000 years ago on a particular basis, if another man will come today on the same basis, God is duty bound to heal that man. Praise the Lord. Because our God is unchanging. What he did first is the perfect way. God don't learn like we learn. Because
he is
infinite. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, what did God do? But Abraham said, God brought a lamb. He killed the lamb. And the blood of the lamb, God used to cover their sin.
Ni Olorun fi bu ese won.
The blood of the lamb cannot remit sin.
Ejodo agutan ko le we ko le se iwenu mo fun ese.
It only covers sins.
Yo kan bo mo le lasan ni.
For the worshipper to just have a way of approaching to God.
Ki olusin ko kan le ba ni ona lati to Olorun wa.
Praise ye the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa. Hallelujah.
So God has not changed ever since then to accept the blood of an innocent lamb of an innocent substitute.
Olorun ko fi gba kan ko lati gba eje ohun aropo ti o je pe ko ni ebi.
Yeah, innocent.
To ti o lebi.
Be mindful of the word innocent.
E oro ye je ko ye yin o to je pe ko ni ebi.
Praise you the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
Now, just as we had yesterday.
Gege bi ase poni ana.
That blood cannot perfect the worshippers.
Eje yi ko le je pipe fun o ko le se olujosin ko le se ni pipe.
Because it is just a shadow.
Nitori pe o kan je ojiji
of what is to come.
Ohun ti o nbo.
Praise you the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
And because the reason why they cannot perfect the worshipper,
idi ti o fi le se olusi olujosi ti o fi le se ni pipe ni pe
is because the innocent animal
oni wi pe eranko ti o mo wo mese yi
has only body and spirit.
O kan ni emi ati ara lasan ni o.
It doesn't have a soul.
Ko ni okan.
So and the human being is higher.
Eniyan si je oga
than the animal.
Akaju awon eranko lo.
Human being have body, spirit and soul.
Ani ara emi ati okan.
So the spirit of animal cannot come upon the worshipper.
Emi ti eranko ko le wa sori olujosin.
It takes a higher being.
O gba eni ti o ga.
For his spirit to come upon the worshipper.
O ga eda ti o ga ju.
Praise
you
the Lord.
Oluwa.
So then Brother Abraham said, because we had that yesterday, don't let me know.
Alright.
Brother Abraham said, paragraph
33.
But let's first read 31.
Just
to indicate what Brother Abraham
is
saying. What we are saying. Paragraph 31 of God's chosen place of worship. Alright. Now, he decided how he will save man. It's not how man thinks he should be saved.
Ko se bi iwo se nro pe bo se ye ka ko je ni igbala leleyi rara.
We have tried today to educate man into it.
Aloni agbiyanju lati mu keniyan ko ni oye nipa ti iwe ninu re.
We try to school them.
A mu won lo si ile iwe.
Try to educate them.
Lati mu kun won loye nipa iwe.
Try to denominate.
Lati mu kun won di adamo.
Oma
adamo.
Oma ijo.
Oma ijo. Ijo adamo.
Try to do all these other kind of things.
That is a ongogo yi.
Bring them in.
Mu won wonu be.
Shake them in.
Mi won ninu re.
Baptize them in.
Te won bon mi ninu re.
Every other way there is.
Ati gogo awon miran ti o wa.
Bring them in by letter.
Mu won wole nipa iwe.
But still remains.
Ban sibe to si wa bakan
na. The same.
O ti wa bakan na.
God means a man. Hallelujah. Under the shed blood of the lamb.
Ona kan soso ti Olorun fi nbe niyan pade ori nipa eje ti atasile nipa ti ejojo agbe atasile.
Blood was God's way in the beginning.
Eje oni ako ni igba koko eje ni ona ti Olorun lo.
And blood is God's way tonight.
Ni asale yi ni oni yi oni osan yi yo. Eje na to ni Olorun lo.
It's good to do penance.
O da ki a se etutu.
But penance is what is penance? How do you call it?
Bramosis,
help us. Penance. Bramosis.
Ijewe se.
Is it Ijewe?
Ijewe se.
Where? I don't know.
Itosa.
It's good to do penance.
O da ka se penance o.
And all these things.
Ati o gba won kan won yi.
But salvation only comes through the blood.
Sugbon igbala wa lati lati pa eje.
Blood is the only way that God chooses to save man.
Eje ni ohun ona kan to ti Olorun fi yan lati gbe eniyan la.
And he cannot change it.
Ko ti le yi pada.
You know what that reminds me?
E mo tele yi ran mi leti.
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther.
The fifth church age messenger.
To je iranse Olorun to Olorun lo fun igba ijo karun.
You know, he was a priest in Roman Catholic.
O je alfa ni ijo aguda.
Storyteller, history taught us.
Itan so fun wa pe
he was looking for a way to get God.
O wa ona ti o fi ri Olorun.
I think he was studying law.
His
closest friend died suddenly. And because of that, he was looking for a way to find God. And that was why he went to theological school. He changed his study. And there, he was doing penance. Seeking, it's not Iwe Okuma.
Penance
is not Iwe Okuma. Kafi ya jare arawa. Thinking that when you punish this body, it will hand you salvation. That is simply what penance means.
In to tumo si ni wi pe ka ma fi ajera wa ko wa ru pe ngba tori ko ti fi ajera re yo wa o wa je ni igbala.
So Martin Luther was doing this.
Martin Luther, ona se yi.
He did it for some years.
O se fun gba die.
Until he met another man. Another preacher who told him that you cannot have salvation by penance, but by the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was how God helped Martin Luther. I don't know whether I should continue with the story. Until one day after he was from there, one day I think we learned he went to Rome.
He
was taking the Eucharist. He has the Eucharist in his hands.
Only Eucharist in your
He had this in his hands. You know what they believe? They said that Eucharist is the body of Jesus Christ. And
there's
a scripture flash in his heart. He said, the just shall live by faith. He told the thing down. He said, the just shall live by faith. That is how spiritual revolution started. Let me just stop there. Because if I continue, there is a particular aspect of that story that's very interesting to me. When he was preaching this special meeting, something that I've been wondering for years, that thing just struck me when he was saying it. Our God is good. You see, nothing, absolutely nothing, can trample on the word of God. If God said it, it is done. I don't care who you are. I don't care how powerful you are. I don't care the power of the country you are in the world, the power of that country. If God said anything about anybody, you can't do anything to it. That is why we should not fear all these demons. All these and the rest of them, witches and the rest of them. If you have confidence in your God, you will know that nothing, absolutely nothing, can harm you. Only what God allows. His work can come your way. That an evil spirit will harm a child of God. Glory be to God. Let that one settle in our
mind.
Don't let us bother our mind with all these demons and idols. But the thing is that, are you a child of God? That's the thing. Are you a child of God? If you are a child of God, Jesus Christ said, he said, nothing shall by any means
hurt
you. Who will you believe? Who will you believe?
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank the Lord Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. A child of God is saved and secured in Jehovah. Forever saved and secured. You see, that's what Brother Brown said. Oh, may God help us. This fear, hey, I will make mistake. I will be lost. Are you seed in the Holy Ghost?
So she was in no
Are you seed in the Holy Ghost?
Oh, see, okay. It just if I say the dear Rebbe.
May God help us. So we are talking about where are we? Okay, I think we are reading paragraph 31. So, penance. And all these things. Okay, let me take that penance. But still remains the same. God means a man under the shed blood of the Lamb. Blood was God's way in the beginning. And blood is God's way tonight. Or today. It's good to do penance. It is good. It's not pataki. It's only good if you want to do it. If you think by penance you can be saved. And you want to do it. That is for you. It's good to do penance and all these things. But salvation only comes through the blood. Blood is the only way that God chooses to save man. And he cannot change it. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no what? Remission for sin. Praise the Lord. Alright, paragraph 33. Now we are coming to our We are coming to the major part of our
sermon.
Now let us search now to see what this place is and the place he puts his name. We are going to have to find out where he put his name. Then if we find out what God's name is and where he put it, then we've got the place of worship as soon as we find out. Praise the Lord. All right, let's jump. Paragraph 40. Paragraph 39. Abraham said, nothing is typed in the Old Testament. Are we there? Okay. Nothing is typed in the Old Testament or anywhere in the Bible of the church.
Ti ijo.
But the first unity of Babel Tower.
Ayafi ifipamu ni isokan ti Babeli.
Babel worship.
Is in Babeli.
Another word. Babel worship, in other words,
is in Babeli.
Is a first worship. And that is exactly what the denomination does. Because it is not God's word that gathered them together. It is man's idea that gathered them together. That is why God is not there. They are the one that put the name of Jesus there. That's the way it is. They are the one that do what? Put the name of God inside. But their gathering is not a gathering of the lost people. Let's continue. Alright. Nothing is typed in the Old Testament or anywhere in the Bible of the church, but the first unity of Babel
Tower.
That is the only thing that typed the unity. Because it was by
Nimrod,
a wicked man, who went out and forced all the little countries to come into one place and this great tower. It was a religious worship, of course. But not considered in the word of God. This is what we are saying. It is written in the Bible. Women should not have authority in the church. Should not teach of have authority in the church of the living God. Did we see that in the denomination? Deaconess. They ordained deaconess. Is it in the word of God? And like that. And the major, hey, mercy. You see, all those things, that is me. Please, don't be. That is me. You see, all those other things, deaconess, what did I just say now? Women's preachers, that is not even serious. Those are not even serious. But the major serious things in them is this. To receive the Holy Ghost, you have to speak in tongues. That is, like I used to say, that is the lifeline they have corrupted to the people. Holy Ghost. What God promised to take us from here to glory.
And you
now pervert it to the people. You gave them a false hope. That's the way it is. You gave them a false hope of eternal life. False hope of eternal life. Wouldn't that be a great disappointment? When you think that, as I speak in tongues, I have the Holy Ghost. But your life is not changed. It's a serious deceit. False hope of eternal life. And the way to enter into this holy, the right way to enter into this Holy Ghost, they also pervert it. They said you'll be baptized in the title of Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Me,
Abraham taught us, the scripture taught us, is the title. It's title. Because it is written that there is no name given under heaven whereby we will be saved. And Jesus Christ also said himself that ought not Christ to suffer all these things? We are coming to you to enter into his glory, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. The name they are supposed to use for people to come to have the process of coming to Christ, they perverted it. Then how will a child of God come out of
there?
How will a Holy Ghost fill man come out from
there?
Did you see what I'm saying? First hope of eternal life. Oh, mercy. That is the greatest error. Alright. So because it was by Nimrod, a wicked man who went out and forced all the little countries to come into one place and this great tower. It was a religious worship. Of course, it was a religious worship, of course. But not considered in the word of God. So there is where you see denominational religions tied. The Tower of
Babel.
In the Old Testament, which this religion was certainly a religion, but not the religion of the Word of God. I don't know whether we are getting what Abraham is saying. May God help us. God has not chosen to put his name in any denomination. I want the scripture for it. If it is, I know the claim he has, but he hasn't. He cannot put his name in many places. Because he said he put his name in one place. And that one place, each one of our denominations wants to say they are that place. That is contrary. But where did he put his name? Wow. Oh, mercy. Now, 41. Now, and he, what is his name? First, we will have to find what God's name is before we can find what it is he is putting in the. And we find out that he had many titles. He is called Father,
Baba,
which is a title. He was called Son, which is a title. He was called Holy Ghost, which is a title. He was called Rose of Sharon, which is a title. Lily of Valley,
Lili Tifali.
A title.
Apele na ni.
Morning Star.
Irawo Owuro.
Jehovah Jari.
Jehovah Jire.
Jehovah Rafa.
Jehovah Rafa.
Seven different compound redemptive names.
Oruko meje alapapo to yato ti irapada Olorun.
And all of them were titles.
Gbogbo won si je apele lasan.
None of them were names.
Ko si to je pe oruko eyan ni ninu won.
I don't know where to stop now. Because our time is
up.
We're just getting to the very major part of this sermon. All right. We will stop here. But before we stop, Let me read something to us. To wrap up what you have been saying, especially on this Jesus Christ, the city of refuge. In letting off the pressure that Abraham preached in
6205:18,
something happened. I wish to bring that in. Alright. Letting off the pressure 6205:18. Paragraph
198.
Something happened yesterday that typed what Abraham said here.
Abraham
said from paragraph 98. He said a few years ago, I was way up a mountain preaching. And I was preaching one night just as hard as I could on holiness unto the Lord. Yeah, and how it would be upon every heart. And upon the horses. And that great shadow will be in the daytime of the pillar of fire by night hanging over Mount Zion. And so forth. And when I got through preaching, I made an altar call. There was an old logger back there. An old logger, that is somebody. I don't know what that means, but it's a human being. It's somebody there. And God just, God just kind of said, hold on just a little bit longer. And I said, anybody want to come and receive the Lord? Come now. And he wouldn't come. I asked them, play the hymn again. And they played the hymn directly. Hear that old logger back, old logger. They played the hymns directly here, and he comes running up like that. He come down there to throw me out of the meeting.
O wa sibe, o wa sibi ipade yi ni o lati le mi kuro nibi ìpàdé yìí.
His overall was all tall off like that.
Aṣọ ìlékè tí ó wọ̀ gbogbo ẹ ti ya.
And he had a big old nail sticking in the side of them.
Àwọn èkánná rẹ̀ tí ó gùn ó sì wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Being a cotton folder, I don't know what that means. So, and he come up there. He couldn't hardly get to the altar. He felt, crawled hand over head, hollering. God, have mercy to me. Like that. Come up to the altar. And God saved.
Hallelujah.
The next night, he come up there, sitting in there with his little children. His little boy come up, little bitty fellow, about 5 years old. Say, Brother Abraham, say, we got a good daddy now. Said, every night he comes in, got drunk. And whip us and everything. But said, tonight we all ask the blessing at the table. He has passed from death unto life. Just before I got ready to preach, he said, "But Abraham, I would you have a spare me a moment to until I could say something?" Okay. I said, "Yes, sir. Come on up here, brother." He come up there. He said, I was one dead, but I am alive now. He said, everything is changed for me. He said, I had a dream last night, Brother
Abraham.
I said, what was it? Will you mind telling us? He said, you know, Brother
Abraham,
I dreamed that I was a rabbit. And he said, the horns had jumped me up. The horns had
ajago,
yes. And I said, I was running. But them long-legged horns was coming right behind me. Just about to catch me. Said they were all laughing. And I said, they got so close to me till I could feel their breath on my head, on my heels. And said, heavy, I could just feel them nipping at me every time they make a jump. And said, I look and there was a great big rock. And there was a cleft in that rock. And I know if I could ever get in that little cleft, it was just big enough for me to get into. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Them horns couldn't get in there. I know they couldn't scratch through the rock. I know I was safe if I could ever get in that rock.
Hallelujah.
And said, I just made it in time. He said, when I got inside, said, I just sat down and began to relax.
Hallelujah.
That is it. Let off the steam. That is it. Just come to the rock.
The horns of air are galloping right behind you. See, marking your life as you go. See, marking your life as you go. And if you claim to be a Christian and still love the world, if you claim to be a Christian, don't believe the word of God. That is the horns of hell falling right behind you. He has got you hid under some creed or something another in a prayer part. He can catch you there. There is only one safe place. That is the rock, brother. There is a cleft in that rock tonight, today.
It
is open for sinners.
It
is open for unbelief. Run into it. Then let off the pressure.
Stand there.
You are safe forevermore. Just let off the pressure. And you will be all right. Run to Christ, because he's our refuge.
He's
our refuge and our strength. A present help in time of trouble. Let's bow down our heads.
Hallelujah.
Little ones, will you run to this city of refuge? Young man and young woman, old and young, will you run to this city of refuge? Christ Jesus, this
afternoon.
The arms of hell are running fast after you. The arms of hell are behind you. If you delay, they might catch you. Why don't you run now to this hall, to this city of refuge, where there is safety?
Hallelujah.
Let's bow down our heads and commit ourselves unto the Lord. Oh, God bless you, brother. Let come to the Savior. Make no delay. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. Here in our midst, he is standing today. Oh, tenderly say, come. Oh,
Shaga.
Yourself unto the Lord. I believe he's here with us now. If you believe he's here, because he said we are two or three like that in his name, there he will be in their midst. Our God is our Lord, is here with us now. Why don't you commit yourself unto his hands? If you still want to remember them prayer, why don't you raise up your hand unto the Lord, apart from those that are in the altar here, while the servant will pray for us.
God bless you, sir. We have heard the word of God again. This is the second day of this Easter meeting. Thank God, because the word of God can never fail. And his word can never return unto him
void.
Is taking effect in the life of God's children.
O ti ni pa ninu aye awon omo Olorun,
breaking every power of darkness.
Ti o ti fo gogo ipa okoko,
setting the captives free.
Ti o ti tu awon ajo wa ninu peku to ti tu won sile.
Deliverance to his children.
Ti o ti fun itusile wa fun awon omo re.
Are you in that place of refuge?
Ije o wa nibi abo ibi.
Can you say Rock of Ages is clear for me? Let me hide myself in this. Let the water and the flood from thy wounded
side
flow. Be of sin and double kill. Save from wrath and make me free. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for your presence in our midst again this morning, stroke afternoon, in this service. We thank you because there is power in your word, the gospel in simplicity, yet in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, bringing deliverance, setting the captives free. Oh Lord our God, destroy the works of the enemy in the lives of your people. Turn the hands of the enemy loose from God's children. Thank you very much, our Father. The name of the Lord truly is a strong tower that only the righteous can run into it and is safe.
Amen.
Lord, there is no righteousness in any man,
But oh Lord, it is the righteousness that through the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, that is where our security is. That is where our safety is. Father, we thank you. We bless your wonderful name. There, O Lord, our God in heaven, we can let off the pressure. Glory be to your name. There, O Lord, our God, our worry is cast down there. Lord, our anxiety is cast down there. Our problems is cast down there. Thank you that there, O Lord, the peace of God that passes all understanding is keeping the heart and mind of his God's children. Thank you very much, O Lord. What a place of safety. Thank you very much, Father. Your word has gone forth. It cannot return to you void. Behold, these souls at the altar this afternoon, and those on their feet, Heavenly Father, Lord, and those that raise up their hands, receive every one of us, O Lord, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we have come unto you this afternoon, may we never be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that the transforming power of the Almighty God will work the work of righteousness, the work of total deliverance, life of every soul here this afternoon, both young and old, men and women, boys and girls, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Master, to give the glory and honor. It is done already. Father God, here we thank you. Satan has lost his grip in the lives of God's children.
Amen.
The captives are set free.
Amen.
Glory be to your name, O
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. For your servant that you have wonderfully used, Heavenly Father, may you replenish him, O Lord.
Amen.
Of the virtue that went forth out of him, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, lift up the humblest ministry
Amen.
And that of others, O Lord.
Amen.
May you recall him, Heavenly Father,
Amen.
For the service ahead, O Lord our
Amen.
God. Glory be to your name,
Hallelujah.
O Lord. Thank you for the interpreter. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for our officers, Heavenly Father. Thank you for those at the piano and the organ, O Lord. And those, O Lord our God, in heaven, the drums set, handlers, O Lord our God. We thank you for the guitarists. We thank you very much, O Lord, for the computer operators. May you strengthen them, O Lord, of the virtue that went forth out of them. May your blessing be upon them.
Amen.
That their service for you will never be in vain.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, as many as are not yet received the Holy Ghost baptism, gently in their hearts, may you fill them, O Lord. The sick and the afflicted, may they recover, O Lord. Father God in heaven, may we not be the same as he came in, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. May we leave this place, O Lord, better citizens of the kingdom of God. Glory be to your name, O Lord. Thank you very much. Because, O Lord, our God in heaven, the kingdom of God is being promoted.
Yes,
thank you very much,
thank
O Lord.
You, Lord.
We appreciate you.
Hallelujah.
Be with your servants, O Lord,
Amen.
Our God. As they'll be having their services, this evening, both there at Benin, O Lord, and at Sapele, use them, Heavenly Father, as we are receiving blessings here. This day, may the people over there receive their blessings too,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The conventions, O Lord, and the camp meetings, O Lord, here in this country, in other nations, O Lord, may you be with your people.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Hallelujah.
Your servant in Liberia, use him also, Lord, to
Amen.
Be a blessing unto your people.
Amen.
May he come back home, O Lord, and each one of them rejoice
Amen.
In the testimonies
Amen.
Of your wonderful visitation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, our Father. Help us, O Lord, as we go back home meditating upon these things, Heavenly
Amen.
Father. Those who have traveled, O Lord, I go for the burial of Mama, our sister, Yemiogu's late mother. May you be with them, O Lord.
Amen.
Father God in heaven, bring them back safely.
Amen.
Guard us in our numbers tomorrow again.
Amen.
As we go back home, O Lord, may you take us to our home safely.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master. Meet the needs of your people for transportation, O Lord.
Amen.
Bring us with great expectations also tomorrow.
Amen.
May the service of tomorrow be wonderfully glorious.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Thank you, Lord.
May you cry it us all for us, O Lord, with the great resurrection power of
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ in the soul of the young and the old, O Lord.
Amen.
Let it be, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Now be a testimony that, O Lord, I go at the meetings. O Lord, I go of 2026 Easter meetings. I met Jesus Christ.
Amen.
With a wonderful testimony.
Amen.
Of a personal relationship with
Amen.
You. Thank you, our Master.
You,
we worship and we adore your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Master Savior.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' almighty name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Almighty God again for the
service this morning afternoon. This second day of this Easter meetings. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we have visitors in our midst today. Brother and sister Adebowale.
Arakunrin ati arabinrin Adebowale.
Will you please rise up on your feet
for the
fun idamo. Brother and sister
Arakunrin ati arabinrin Adebowale.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Ki Olorun ibuku ni foruko Oluwa.
We believe God has met with you in this service this morning.
A gbagbo pe Olorun ti ba yin pade ninu ni owuro yi.
God bless you.
Olorun jo buku fun yin.
I think I see what Adekunle there.
Ora ki mo ri arakunrin Adekunle.
Am I right? Yeah, it's not new to us. God bless you, my brother. You are welcome, sir. Praise the Lord. Brother Sam called me this morning.
Arakunrin Sam,
and he asked me to greet the church for him. God bless you. Keep praying for them. Praise the Lord. Don't forget that our pastor is in the Kaduna Convention. Yeah. So we are closing right away.
At
next service is going to be tomorrow, God willing. Let's prepare to meet him. Not in no Galilee.
Galilee.
As they are doing today. You see some people, some denominations.
Area one, one lo Galilee.
Beating drum singing.
One man do, one man calling.
To meet him in Galilee.
One man lo padi in Galilee.
There is no Jesus in Galilee.
Jesus in Galilee.
Jesus is in our soul.
Jesus no kan wa.
Meeting right no kan wa no wa.
Oh wa no kan wa ganga.
Oh, we thank God for the glory.
Adipele Olorun fun itusile laiyi. Adipele Olorun fun ibatan irapada wa yi.
Enjoy the service of the Lord.
Agba se gbadun isin Oluwa bi.
God bless you.
Oluwa yo.
So 9 o'clock is our sitting tomorrow morning. When we close,
then we'll
stay
for
another 2 hours. For the last service. Shall we rise up?
On our feet?
Let's remember our brethren that travel. For the burial, it's a pity that such burial was put in a time like this. The eldest son of the departed soul. Said there was nothing he could do. He just have to subject himself to the siblings. So, pray that God will take care of them. Bring them back safely. Shall we sing in 140? Joyfully from the depth of our heart. Yeah, by revelation. Redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
The blood, the blood, the blood.
Redeemed through a infinite mercy. His child and forever.
I am. Hallelujah.
Redeemed. Redeemed. Lord of the Lamb,
oh, yes.
Redeemed.